Well, it's official. A story we've been following for more than a year now is headed into the history books, apparently. Early yesterday, the last legal hurdle was cleared away, and Jefferson County, Alabama, will now file for bankruptcy. Jefferson County, which contains the city of Birmingham, is $4 billion in debt, largely from some reckless bond sales to cover the cost of a state-of-the-art county sewer system. Stephen Church has been covering this story for Bloomberg News, joins us now. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hi there. Thank you.
So you got politics, you got bankruptcy, you got sewers. I suspect there are some colorful metaphors that come to mind. Probably most of them have been used. But the milestone here is what?
The milestone is $4.2 billion in debt that they simply can't pay, which you can trace that back to a short-term problem that happened last year in 2011 when the Supreme Court of Alabama struck down a business license tax. Prior to that, it took decades and decades of neglect of the sewer system before the county finally jumped in between 1997 and 2003 and borrowed more than $3 billion to try to fix the sewer system to comply with water quality acts. Unfortunately, they did it in a way that that turned fixed interest rates into variable interest rates and got involved in some complicated swaps deals that went bad on them. So when the economy started going bad, these things went into default. This $3.2 billion went into default. And they've been struggling and struggling ever since.
So part of this is a kind of a meltdown debt inflation issue, and part of it is just an aggregate inability to pay one's bills. This is a record, right?
Yes, it is. It's a record because they have more debt that will simply go unpaid than any other municipal bankruptcy in the history of the U.S.
So that means the judge is going to say to a bunch of creditors, billions of dollars worth of creditors, sorry. And that means contractors. That means, I mean, God knows what that means. Who are we talking about here?
Mostly that means investors in the sewer bonds. The way the process works, the county will submit a plan to adjust its bills to meet its revenues. The judge will sign off on that plan. But before he does that, before the judge makes a final determination, the creditors will get a chance to argue. And they will go back and forth on the right mix of cuts to the debt and tax increases. In this case, we'll focus on bringing back the occupational tax, the business license tax that was struck down by the Alabama Supreme Court, and raising sewer rates. Once that mix has been put together, the plan will be blessed. It'll go forward. And mostly bondholders will simply take less money. They were near to doing this last year, increasing sewer rates, bringing back the business license tax, and cutting the debt. For some reason, at the last minute, they were unable to make that outline of a deal final. And so the county was forced to file bankruptcy in November, and they've been fighting about whether they should stay in bankruptcy ever since.
Well, you can draw a solid line from Greece to Jefferson County, Alabama, containing the city of Birmingham. Although Greece hasn't actually defaulted yet, Jefferson County will declare bankruptcy after the last legal hurdle was blown away yesterday in court. $4 billion in debt, the largest county bankruptcy in U.S. history. Stephen Church, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stephen's a reporter for Bloomberg.